David's sin here is adultery and it's murder. But there is no evidence within the passage to say that it's rape. Now, here's my question. Why are some so adamant that it must be rape? It has to be rape. It doesn't seem like they're coming at it from even a biblical understanding of what that looks like based on the Mosaic Law. We just went over that. But they really want this to be the Me Too moment somehow. And I had written this a while ago. I want to show it to you. This is back in, I believe, July or August. I wrote this article about what happened at the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, Patterson Hall, where they removed the portrait of Paige Patterson and his wife as well. And I had one of the lines that I had put in there is this. I said, with all the controversy surrounding names, paintings, and monuments from history, one has to ask the question, how long before heroes of the faith received the proverbial boot? Will Calvin be ousted for the way he handled Servetus, or Luther for his book on the Jews and their lies? Will slaveholders, Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield, survive modern scrutiny? What about the Apostle Paul's alleged misogyny, or King David's affair with Uriah's wife? Martin Luther King Jr.'s civil rights credentials may protect him for now, but the Me Too movement can't ignore his scandals forever. And of course, I mentioned David in there. I didn't say rape, I said his adult affair. But I just didn't think that King David would be in the crosshairs this quickly. Yet, here we are.